As a Franciscan, I'm very fond of that prayer of blessing at the beginning of today's first reading. It is the blessing of Aaron over the people of Israel. It is a prayer of blessing any of us could use and pray for others, silently or aloud. That prayer of blessing contains a hope, a wish for those for whom it is prayed. But particularly as a Franciscan, it's also called the blessing of St. Francis. Within the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, there's a precious relic in a small, sterling silver reliquary, and it has a small crumpled piece of yellow parchment with the writing of St. Francis. It was written by St. Francis on Mount Laverna after he had received the stigmata. And the first biographer of St. Francis, Thomas of Celano, wrote that for a long time, one of the early brothers, Brother Leo, and a friend of Francis, of course, had greatly desired something that he could remember Francis with, because he knew that Francis wouldn't be with them forever. And he had wanted Francis to write down the words of our Lord somehow, or just some words that he had been thinking about. And the biographer tells it in these words: "One day, Blessed Francis called Leo, saying, 'Bring me paper and ink, for I wish to write the words of God and his praises, which I have been meditating on in my heart.' What he asked for being brought right away, he wrote with his own hand the praises of God and the words which his companion Leo wished. And lastly, a blessing of the brother, saying, 'Take the sheet for yourself, and until the day of my death, guard it carefully.' All temptation was at once taken away from Leo, and the letter was kept by Brother Leo for 44 years. He had taken it, folded it in four, and kept it, 46 years, and kept it in his pocket." The text is written with, in the middle of that text is the great Tau, which Franciscans hold dear, because that's how Francis has signed some of his letters. And he wrote the praises of God and the blessing that we hear from today. May the Lord shine his face on you. May the Lord guide you and strengthen you. Well, it's used by Franciscans, but it's in the Book of Blessings, and we'll use it at the close of Mass today as the blessing for today. But it's through Jesus that God uncovered his face to us and brought us peace. There are two references of the face of God in that blessing. May the Lord let his face shine upon you. May the Lord uncover his face to you. God let his face shine upon us through the face of Jesus. It was a strong-held belief in Jewish tradition that no one could see the face of God and live. Yet God showed us his face through the birth, life, and death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus was certainly with us, God, Emmanuel. As the mother of Jesus, Mary was mother of God with us, mother of all of us as well. When we venerate Mary as mother of God, we are making a statement about her child, Jesus. He is God's face made visible to us through her saying yes. It's unfortunate that by showing our face to one another, we become recognizable. It is unfortunate, as I began, that in these mask-wearing days, we are not always as recognizable as we usually are. It conceals us a bit, and that's unfortunate. But in showing his face to us through Jesus, God has become recognizable. Jesus has revealed the face of God, the action of God, to be a face of love, a love that seeks out the lost, brings back the stray, suffers with those who suffer, and brings new life out of death, a love that does not come to an end. Much for us to keep in our hearts, as Mary did through these days. According to this gospel reading, Mary treasured all these things in her heart, as the shepherds said to her, and pondered them. Well, God had given Mary much to ponder in calling her to be the mother of her Son, the mother of God. There is much for us to always ponder here, for all of us, as we contemplate the face of God in Jesus, Mary's Son.